I would like to open the floor for some question and comment. So I would encourage the audience to submit your the query using the chat box. I have a first question. I can see that there is one before going into the one of the chat box. Maybe to Richard, maybe something in connection with the COVID-19 pandemic and liquidity problems of farmers and entrepreneurs operating in the agri-food sector. So Poland introduced changes in the financial instruments consisting in a broader access to working capital credit. Has this proposal been of interest to the farmers, to the entrepreneurs? How was this measure perceived? Over to you.
Thank you very much. This is a splendid question. As far as the pandemic situation is concerned and the liquidity difficulties of farmers and agri-food entrepreneurs, in face of those new challenges, we have decided to implement a new working capital COVID type loan. And these loans have been very popular. We launched them in May, June 2020. And as far as I remember, within 10 months until March, we extended over 280 million zlotys in these loans. So 30% of our lending activity planned for the entire financial perspective related to the implementation of the financial instrument in Poland. In terms of numbers of beneficiaries that use these instruments, it's about 2,000 borrowers. So in conclusion, I could say that this instrument has been very popular among farmers and has helped them to maintain their liquidity. They didn't have to go into bankruptcy during the lockdown. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for this explanation. Maybe talking about the paying agency, about ARMA, which is carrying out verifications on the implementation of the financial instruments. Can you maybe expand a little more on which kind of checks are carried out and what are the results exactly? Eva, over to you.
Yes, we carried out two management inspections of the financial instruments. The first one concerned establishing, setting up the instruments before they were launched. And last year, we carried out an inspection of implementation from the point of view of what could stop payments, for example, but we only discovered some technical issues, so the results were positive.
Okay, so no major issues in the verification.
Everything is okay.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Maybe the question from the audience in providing the loans, is there any grace period from the long-term loans? Eva, would you like to answer this question?
Do you mean the national long-term loans? Which long-term loans do you have in mind? I don't understand the question.
I guess there are, that was the question. I guess there are loans with short maturity and loans with probably longer maturity. So we're referring to the one which have longer maturities. Is there any grace period foreseen?
Yes, but I understand that you mean the loans that we offer under national instruments, not under financial instruments. Well, for loans from national support, if the person is who is asking the question, we can provide more information by phone or by email, because I know the general rules, but if there are any grace periods related to COVID-19, I don't know really. I wouldn't like to mislead to give incorrect information. So please, the person who is interested, could they contact me and I will provide this information.
For sure, no problem. Sorry for this question. Do you have any requirements for the performance indicator after the investment project supported by the financial instrument? So increase of turnover, production, standard output. Do you apply any sanction for performance indicators not achieved? Can you hear me? Yeah.
Well, I think these are typical for any kind of loans. Again, I cannot give you any specific answers, but I can see there's the same person asking this question. So I will prepare more extensive answer just to address it individually, because now I cannot really answer in any detail.
No problem. Let's move forward. Maybe Richard, still in connection with the measure, the COVID type measure concerning working capital. I understand they have been extended to June 2021. But we all hope that the pandemic will stop at some point in time. But do you foresee on a very short-term basis to extend this deadline to help farmers and businesses?
Thank you for the question. It's a very good question. I believe that our audience are waiting for the response. Well, for working capital loans, the COVID ones, under the European Commission guidelines, member states can extend the COVID terms until the end of 2021. And we, as Poland, are contemplating using this option. So we have already started our work on amending our agreement with the BGK Bank that would allow those COVID working capital loans to be extended until the end of 2020, because this is what the EU regulations allow us for. Thank you.
Thank you. And Eva, maybe looking forward, so what is the opinion of the paying agency on using financial instruments in rural development programs for the new programming period? What is your position?
Well, considering that our inspections that we carry out every month of combining grants with loans, there aren't that many cases of this approach, one could conclude that a customer who comes, a borrower, a potential borrower, who would like to take out a loan to finance development of their operation is a different client than people who come to us. It may also be the case that if someone applies for a loan, they can get the loan and finance their project, but we only refund what has already been spent. Director Kogut mentioned that similar instruments are planned for the new perspective, and I believe these are very interesting plans because there are beneficiaries who would like to finance their operations differently, not only through grants.
Okay, thank you. Maybe a last question that I can see in the chat. Are there any financial instruments tailored to organic farming requirements? Richard, maybe if you want to give it a try on this one.
Yes, thank you very much. When designing financial instruments, we have defined the strands of actions that you can apply for under the instruments, as well as the groups of final beneficiaries. As far as the organic farming is concerned, any entities in these sectors can use the financial instruments if they meet the other requirements. So if they are a micro, small, or medium enterprise, but then they are also not treated on any preferential basis, right? So they can apply, but there is no priority or preference given to organic farming in this sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, then I would like to thank you, Richard. Thank you, Eva, for your contribution.